话语，你自己的福气来到我们的中间，让我们去明白你的教导，让我们在中间领受你的教导的时候，我们同享你所给我们的福乐。我们求你与我们同在，我们感恩的祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求，阿们。
Are you content with God's riches that are found in the Lord Jesus Christ?
你们在主耶稣基督里边感到满足吗？
Or do you crave worldly riches?
还是你不停地在寻求在这个世上所给你的各样的丰富呢？
If it's the latter, it's unlikely that you will ever be content, and it's unlikely that you will be generous.
如果你是寻求了是在世界上所给你的那种的满足和丰富的时候，相信你内心里边是很困难能够知足的。
As we heard from God's word, the Apostle Paul was content in whatever circumstances he found himself.
在刚才我们所读的经文的里边，我们发现这个保罗他在主耶稣基督的里边他能够知足。
Because for Paul, God's immense riches are far more important than earthly riches.
因为在基督耶稣里边，保罗能够找到比这个世界更美好的这个丰富。
If you have a look at verse 19, you'll see that's why he describes them as riches in glory in Jesus Christ. This is what's important to Paul.
On the next slide.
I don't think it's on the next slide.
This slide.
Verse 19? 在第四章的第十九节的里面，他这样子说到了：我的神不叫着他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所受用的都得到满足。
So in today's reading from Philippians chapter 4, what we see is where Paul's heart is.
今天我们在读这个腓立比书的第四章的时候，我们发现到保罗的心究竟是记载在哪里。
We see that Paul is strengthened by God to be joyful and content in Jesus.
我们发现保罗他因为基督耶稣，他能够知足，他同时能够喜乐。
What we see in Philippians and in Philippians chapter 4 is the beautiful Christ-centered life.
在腓立比书第整个腓立比书和腓立比书的特别在第四章的里边，我们看到保罗他一个以基督耶稣为中心的生活。
Now when I look at Paul's life, I see a ministry that has expanded to affect hundreds of millions of people 2,000 years later.
我们看从这里，我们看到，因为保罗他那份的心，他所做的事情，他把这个事工带到今天里边，影响了几千千万万的人。
So what I see is a Christ-centered life that has led to a Christ-centered ministry that has blessed people like you and like me, Gentiles who are cut off from Israel's promises.
因为从这里我们看到，因为。彼得啊，保罗，他这个以基督耶稣为中心的生命，变成了他这个以基督耶稣的这个事工，来到今天，影响到我们每一个人，可以从当中得到这个得到释放。
Now, when I look at Compassion's ministry, the organization I work for and I've supported 15 years, the best summary I can think of is Christ-centered.
当我们看到 compassion 这个事工这个事业的里边，我们能够很简单的在过去的15年我在当中的侍奉的里边，能够很简单的用一句的说话就能够表达出来，就是它是以主耶稣基督为中心的一个事工。
And compassion sponsorship program has been shaping the world as well for 65 years.
Compassion 这个事工它用在过去的65年里边，它影响到整个世界。
Compassion's ministry is a living example of what Paul mentions in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
一个 compassion 它的事工，事实上就是一个活生生的见证，来见证到保罗在这里所说的话。
Compassion's ministry shares the truth, the true good news about Jesus with children and with their families.
Compassion 的事工是和人分享到神的真理，特别了将这个真理说到是主耶稣基督他所为我们所做的事情。
And compassion honors Jesus by partnering with faithful Christ-centered churches.
Compassion 他去荣耀神，荣耀耶稣基督，而他的方法就是和不同的教会，那些充满这个爱心和信心的教会一起的合作，来照顾这些有需要的儿童。
Churches who fight oppression and bring justice for kids who are oppressed and abused by evil.
有那些教会，他们是啊，为了这个公义来征战，他们来为了那些受了恶逼、受了侵犯的儿童来征战。
And Compassion's ministry is pure. We've remained Christ-centered for 65 years, never moving away from our Lord Jesus.
Compassion的事工，它是非常简单，也非常单纯，就是要为了把基督的福音带到这些儿童的中间。
And we know this is pleasing to God as well.
我们相信坚持做是让神得到荣耀和喜乐的。So
too are the commendable and excellent child protection standards that Compassion has.
而德贝拉在里面，我们所做的事工是受到不同的人、不同的机构所赞扬的，也是一个很有很高的对这个儿童保护的一个标准而做出的。
And Compassion's sponsorship program is worthy of praise, as even independent studies have shown.
有很多不同的机构，当他们来研究这 Compassion，他们所做的工作的时候，他给到很大的赞扬给到我们。
Compassion cares for the complex needs of children living in poverty.
Compassion，他们知道这个在很多在贫困地区的儿童，他们的需要是非常之负责的。
But the mission of releasing children from poverty is not complex, it is just simple obedience to God's word that we hear again and again in the Bible.
Compassion他们不单是照顾到这些有需要的儿童，而同时间他们所做的事工，实际上是一个非常简单的，就是按照神所吩咐的，神所命令的事情，就是好好的照顾那些有需要的儿童。
It's obedience to God's call to care for the poor and to entrust the outcomes to Him.
就是很安心的去尽我们尽忠，按照神的吩咐来做我们要做的事，然后把这个结果交在神自己的手上。
If you've read the Bible, and I'm sure many of us know the Bible well in here, again and again, God encourages His people to care for the poor.
在我们相信，当我们在看圣经的时候，圣经不断的提醒我们，我们要照顾到那些有需要、贫困的人。
Leviticus chapter 23 verse 22 is one of many examples.
在利未记的第23章22节就是其中一个的例子了。God
tells His people to leave a corner for poor people and for foreigners.
在这里神吩咐以色列人，告诉他们要留下一个角落给那些穷人和那些在一般来寄居的人。
That's why in our banners and in the slides that you're seeing today, you see Compassion's famous blue corner.
在这里，你们可以看到，在这个 slide 的里边，甚至我们每个海报的里边，有个蓝色的角落在旁边的。
This principle of leaving a corner for the poor is magnified in the New Testament in light of the great generosity of the Lord Jesus to us.
在这个留下一个角落出来的这个原则，在圣经当中不断的被我们所看到，而同时间我们从主耶稣基督他给我们的一切的里边，我们可以看到当中他要我们所做的事情。
Now the early church understood this.
在早期的教会明白了这件事情。
The early apostles who walked with Jesus understood this.
在早期的时候说，那些和主耶稣一起同行的门徒们，他们都明白了这件事情。
We see James, Peter, and John giving the right hand of fellowship to Paul and to Barnabas.
我们知道雅各、彼得和这个约翰，他们让当他们见到这个保罗和巴拿巴的时候，他们行这个右手的礼。
Two groups, but one gospel message. One taking that gospel message to the Jews, one taking that gospel message to the Gentiles. But they've got one thing in common.
他们是两批的人，一批将这个福音带到这个犹太人的里面，另外一批的把这个福音带到外邦人的里面。当次他们所做的事情所带出来的都是同一件事情。
They're eager to remember the poor.
他们热心的去做他们要做的，那是为了他们热心的去照顾到那些有需要的贫困的人。
And the Apostle Paul reminds us today, when the other apostle said to him, "Remember the poor as you take the gospel message out," he said, "I was eager to do that already."
当耶稣说到，当这个雅各他们勉励保罗他们说，你们把这个要照顾到那些有贫困的人的时候，保罗先告诉他们，我们已经在纪念他们，我们也热心的去帮助他们。
Now, if you're eager, you have an opportunity today to sponsor a child in the name of Jesus.
如果你是热心的话，今天我们就有一个机会去助养一个儿童了。
Please don't give us a donation today.
你们不要给我们这个资助。
Keep your donation for the ministry of this church, because without evangelical churches like this, compassion wouldn't exist. We only seek Christian sponsors who will be praying for their children.
我们不希望你们把这个资助给我们，如果你有资助的话，给你们自己的教会，因为没有这样子的教会，没有一种为传福音的教会，我们没办法继续在我们的事工里边进行。
Instead of a donation, please consider sponsoring a child for $48 a month or $576 a year.
与其来资助我们的这个机构，我们建议你，我们也鼓励你去资助一个儿童，需要的是$48的一个月，一年就是576块。
Not because I'm telling you to do so, not under compulsion, but because you're excited about the prospect of remembering the poor and praying for a child by name and supporting that child.
不是我叫你要这样子做，你就要这样子做，也不是我强迫你们这样子做，而是因为你们记得那些神对你们的祝福，要记得你当中你能够去支持一个这样子的儿童，特别这个儿童不是一个你不知道名字的儿童，而是有名字的，你可以从当中，我们后面有很多的资料，你可以挑一个儿童你想去资助他的，你可以为他去祈祷的。
And also because you have an opportunity, because we have brought the profiles today of many children looking for sponsors.
而今天我们带了很多不同的小朋友的资料来当中，让大家来一起的去来看看。
But also because God loves our generosity.
而同时间我们知道神当他看到我们是慷慨的时候，他是非常之高兴的。
In 2 Corinthians 9, the Apostle Paul reminds us again that God loves a cheerful giver.
在哥林多后书的第九章里边，神是喜悦那些甘心乐意去支持那些人的人。
It's a beautiful picture, isn't it? God loves Christian generosity.
我们看到一个美丽的图画，就是神爱那些愿意去慷慨去支持那些有需要的人。
And we see that principle again today in Philippians chapter 4.
同时在今天在腓立比书的第四章里边，我们再见到这个现实的事情。
So along with God, we see Paul rejoicing in Philippian generosity towards his ministry.
我们在这里有看到保罗因为这个腓立比的事工，他大大的喜乐。
Paul rejoices in cheerful Philippian giving towards his ministry because he knows their generosity is going to see changed lives as he takes the gospel all over the ancient world.
因为保罗看到，因为腓立比的他们的资助帮助他的事工的时候，他可以帮使到这他的事工带到这个不同的外邦的地方去，令到他们得到改变。
Their cheerful generosity enables him to proclaim the kingdom of God.
当他们这个甘心乐意的慷慨的奉献给他去做这个事工的时候，让这个世界因为他的事工而得到改变。
Now let's not get the wrong idea. Paul is not rejoicing because he personally needs the money.
我们不要搞错，不是比保罗因为得到他需要这些金钱来资助他自己而那么的高兴。
In verses 11 and 12.He explains that he has learned to be content in all circumstances, as we already heard in the Bible reading.
在第十一和第十二节的时候，保罗告诉我们，他已经能够知足，他在不同的环境情况之下，他都能够知足。
And then he reveals the secret to that in verse 13.
然后在这个时候，他把他当中那个秘密，他那个怎么样能够知足的方法告诉我们。
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
因为我是靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
So the Lord has strengthened Paul to be content in all circumstances.
在这个时候我们知道神加给力量给保罗，让他能够面对各样的环境。
But Paul still rejoices greatly when his friend Epaphroditus comes all the way from Philippi to give him the financial contribution to his ministry.
但是保罗仍然是非常的喜乐的，因为当他朋友来到带着这个腓立比的支持的来到他的面前的时候，他更同样的非常的高兴。
Because Paul knows that God loves a cheerful giver, and in today's verses, Paul tells us that this kind of generosity pleases God. As we see in verse 18, I've received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God.
在这里 18节 他这样让我们看到了, 但我样样都有, 并且有余, 我已经充足了, 因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送, 当作极美的香息, 为神所受纳的, 所喜悦的祭物。
I hope we all want to please God who has been so generous to us. Your generosity towards God, however, that can't save you, we know that.
所以我们知道我们的慷慨不是让神来拯救我们的理由。
Only God's generosity towards us can save us.
因为只有神对我们的慷慨，他对我们的恩赐，我们才能够得到拯救。
Jesus' death and resurrection is God's generous gift to us.
在主耶稣他为我们的死，为我们的复活，才真正的使到我们能够得到拯救。
It's a precious gift to be received by faith in Jesus.
主耶稣所为我们所做的事情是神，他是宝，给我们这个宝贵的礼物，而我们要通过我们信心来获得。
And at the same time, the personal sacrifice of Christians for the sake of others pleases God.
但是同时间， 基督徒我们个人愿意所做出的这个献祭，这个奉献是神所喜悦的。And
for this reason, Paul rejoices.
也因为我们愿意的奉献，所以保罗在这里非常的喜悦。But
there's another reason why Paul rejoices in chapter 4.
而同时间，保罗有另外一个理由令到他大大的喜乐。The
Philippians are reflecting the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个腓立比的教会，他们反映出耶稣基督。
As we give, we grow in Christ's likeness, don't we?
当我们愿意去付出的时候，其实上我们表现出我们学像耶稣基督。
We are reflecting something of Jesus who gave his whole life for us, who gave everything for us.
我们反映出耶稣怎么样把他整个生命来交给我们。
And so Paul sees this spiritual maturity and development in his beloved Philippian church and he rejoices.
而因为 把菲律宾的教会他们愿意他们的捐献他们的付出的时候，主保罗在当中大大的喜乐，因为他们看到保罗看到他们在属灵上边的成长。In
verse 17, after Paul says, I don't seek your money, I'm content, then he says, instead, I seek the profit that accumulates to your account.
在这里，在十七节里边，我们看到保罗说：“我不是为了什么你的馈送，我所求的是你的果子渐渐增多，是要归在你自己的账上。” Generosity
in Jesus' name is profitable for us as we grow in Christ's likeness.
当我们在主耶稣基督里，我们愿意慷慨去付出的时候，事实上是我们到最后得到这份的福分和这个益处。
As we give, we are declaring our dependence on Jesus that he will provide.
当我们愿意付出的时候，其实是表达出我们是倚靠在耶稣基督的里边。
As we're generous, we are saying yes to the glorious riches that await believers.
当我们愿意敞开的去付出的时候，实际上我们是对着主耶稣基督说，对，我是愿意这样子做，我们愿意的，你能够得到这个荣耀。
Summarized, as we've already seen in verse 19, as riches in glory in Christ. And for Paul, there are no greater riches than that.
在第十九节，让我们看到真真正正的这个丰足，就是在这里了。我的神被叫的啊，荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里，使你们一切所需用的都得到充足。
I was in the Philippines four months ago with a group of Anglican ministers.
四个月之前，我就去到这个在菲律宾的这个地方里边去，和另外一批的这个圣公会的牧师一起过去。
And I met children, and I also met gospel workers who found their joy and their contentment and their riches in Jesus.
我不单看到很多的儿童，同时间看到很多这个为福音在工作的朋友，他们因为通过这个事工的里面，他们在里面看到。
I met Lilibeth, who serves 750 kids and mums in a very difficult part of Cebu. She's the project director at her church.
Lilibeth, 他是一个在当地的一个照顾到很多儿童的一个教会的负责人，他有750个小朋友他需要去照顾的。
Lilibeth was a chemical engineer. That's a good salary in the Philippines.
Lilibeth 本身是一个这个化学的工程师，本身是一个蛮好的工作来的。
But now in God's strength, she is content earning a small fraction of what she could be earning.
但是因为他在神里面得到这个满足，他现在去到所做的工作只是他经常收入的一个很少的部分。
And that folder that she's holding in her hands, that explains why.
在他手上所拿着这个资料，其实就能够解释为什么他会这样子做了。
That folder contains something very valuable.
这个资料里面保存了一个非常重要的资料。
She's holding the life of a child fully documented.
他事实上这个资料里边就说了一个儿童他的生命，他所里边所有发生的事情。
She's got 750 folders just like that. Thick folders with every aspect of a child's life and development documented.
这只是其中一个儿童，而他有750个这样子的资料，每个资料的里边都记载了这个儿童他所发生的所有的事情，记载了他各样的需要。
Every child's specific individual needs are addressed.
每一个儿童他个人特别的需要都得到解决。
And some of the individual needs of kids in this town are too terrible to speak about.
而有些时候，这些儿童他们所遇到的情况，真是用言语是不能够形容的。
But what we can speak about is that 7 days a week, all day long and into many evenings, her church is packed with the community's poorest children.
我只能够告诉大家，一个星期下来7天，每一天都是那些很贫穷的儿童都留在这个教会的里边，包围在这个教会的里边。
And like the Apostle Paul, Lilibeth rejoices because she is seeing Jesus bringing restoration and bringing the kingdom of God.
但是好像保罗一样， Lilibeth 他在这个服务的里边，他看到这个儿童因为得到改变，他内心里边能够得到满足。
She sees Jesus bringing deep restoration to the most vulnerable kids.
他看到在这个 Lilibeth 在当中看到这些儿童因为耶稣基督他们能够有改变，他们能够得到改善的时候，他内心得到满足。
I've been on a few compassion trips and I can tell you all the project directors are like Lilibeth.
我去了不少的有些这些去探访这些不同的地方的教会，我可以告诉你很多很多有些这些的这些管理的人，他们的情况就好像 Lilibeth 一样。
And they rejoice in the generosity of sponsors like us who've taken the opportunity to bless kids in communities like hers.
他们当中的其中一个就是因为好像 compassion 这些的机构能够去到他们的当中来帮助他们，支持他们在这里照顾这些的儿童。
And you know what happens when people like us act? The poorest children start to flourish spiritually, academically, physically.
大家知道吗？当我们能够去行动，我们能够支持这些小朋友的时候，这些小朋友不单只是他们身心能够健康的成长，他们在学业上他们能够成长，他们在他们的属灵生命上也能够成长。
And as we see on the back of this t-shirt, many of these children grow up to disciple and care for other children.
而我们从这个 图画里面这个衣服后面印着的字一样所看到了，这些小朋友他们当他们成长的时候，他们去照顾到他们另外一些的有需要的小朋友。
And in this way, Jesus is changing lives in some of the most challenging and saddest places in the world.
在通过这些的我们的对他们的支持，我们看到主耶稣基督帮助到很多很多不同的朋友，特别他们是有些是生活在非常之困难，我们也觉得非常之哀伤困难的环境的里边。
We've moved now from Cebu to Manila.
我们现在去了马尼拉了。
27 years ago, Pastor Alinda, who you can see in the slide in the right, he graduated from Bible College and he planted a church here in one of the poorest communities in the Philippines.
27年前，这个牧师 Alinda, 他从这个神学院毕业了，他在这个马尼拉最贫穷的一个地区的里边建立他的教会。
The Promised Land Baptist Church, overlooking 7 stories of compacted rubbish.
这个教会的名字叫 Promised Land Baptist Church, 就是应许之地的浸信会。而他们的位置就是刚刚看着这个有7层楼这么高的这个垃圾场。
Half the parents of the sponsor kids in this area are scavengers, and they spend a whole day, often 12, 14 hours a day scavenging to earn between $1 and $4.
有一半在这边的小朋友，我们做养的小朋友，他们的家长就是在这边的生活，他们的生活就是简直是垃圾，然后他们一天的收入大约就是一块到四块钱。
In the year 2000, hundreds of scavengers and their families were buried by a landslide here and killed.
在2000年的那一年的里边，有几百个人在当他们捡垃圾的时候，就因为这个垃圾这个山泥侵蚀，他们就活埋在里边。
And so Pastor Alindo ministers here because he doesn't want the kids to grow up to be scavengers.
Pastor Alindo 他在这边做他的事工。 他的希望就是让这些小朋友他们成长之后，不需要再在这个地方里面捡垃圾了。Pastor
Alindo wants these children to be well fed, to be well educated, and to be happy walking with the Lord, to know the joy of knowing Jesus.
这个牧师希望这个儿童能够他们的成长是能够有快乐的，他们能够得到温饱的，他们能够得到教育的，他们能够快乐的和神与神同行。
Now, Pastor Alindo is a volunteer. He's not paid by compassion, but he rejoices that he's able to help families.
这个牧师他是一个自愿的工作者了，他不是compassion没有给他们任何的工资，但是他非常愿意的在这个地区里边去为这些儿童服务。As
we were leaving, I said to Pastor Alindo, "Is there something I can pray about for you personally?"
那我们问他牧师，我有什么东西可以为你祈祷了？He
said, "Pray for my health so that I can live to a ripe old age." To see Jesus continuing to transform this community so that they will all know him.
他说，就为我的健康祈祷嘛，让我到老年的时候，可以看到主耶稣在这个地方所做的工作，可以让这个地方得到改变。He
is content to live next to a mountain of rubbish as long as he can serve the people who trawl through the rubbish.
你看到这个牧师，他知足，他知足在他能够和垃圾堆的里边生活，只要。
For quite a few years, Pastor Alindo had been asking Compassion to partner with his church to get the finances to serve the community.
事实上, Pastor Alindo, 他很多年来都不停地问我们, Compassion, 能不能够来支持他们, 让他们的事工可以在这边继续地发展下去。
And when it happened, just like the Apostle Paul, Pastor Alindo rejoiced greatly.
当我们能够和他们一起真的合作的时候， Pastor Alindo 他的面上的表情， 他是非常的喜乐， 大大的喜乐。
Many churches approach Compassion, but we can only partner with a small proportion. In the Philippines, we can only partner with 1 out of 11 churches that seek to partner with us.
在很多很多的教会来找我们，请我们来帮忙他们， 但是我们只能够帮助一小部分而已。 就是在菲律宾， 11个教会里边，我们只能够支持一个。
You might say to yourself, that's not fair, this community is very poor. That should have been a top priority.
你可能说了，哎呀，这太不公平了，这里看看这个教会，这个地区，他们这么的贫穷，他们应该排在第一位才对啊。There
are countless communities like this throughout Asia and throughout the world.
但是朋友，我要告诉大家， 接种的社区在整个亚洲的里面是非常非常之多的。
Alindo's prayer was answered, but many other churches are knocking on Compassion's door.
Alindo, 他的祈祷得到回报了，回应了，但是还有很多很多了，正在靠着Compassion的门，在迎人在等候。
More sponsors means more opportunities to resource more churches.
当我们能够得到更多的助养的朋友的时候，我们才有更多的资源去帮助他们。
To serve more kids and to serve more families and to bring glory to God.
这样子我们才能够好好的照顾更多的小朋友和他们的家庭，而把福音带到他们里面去。
Now, 3 of the Anglican ministers that were on my trip sponsored children in this village, and you should have seen Pastor Alindo's face when I told him that we had just seen three more kids in the village sponsored. He rejoiced greatly once again.
我们当中有三个圣公会的牧师和我一起去的时候，他们在当地就马上的资助了有三个小朋友。我可以告诉你，当那个时候，这个Alindo牧师知道又有三个小朋友得到资助的时候，你不能够想象他表面上是表情，他是多么多么的喜乐。
He didn't rejoice for himself, He rejoiced the three children and their families.
他不是为了自己得到什么而得到有大大的喜乐，而是因为他知道有这三个小朋友和他们的家庭能够得到帮助而喜乐。
Christian generosity, it's good for us.
基督徒的这个慷慨，事实上对我们是好的。
It pleases God.
事实上我们知道是让神得到喜悦的。
It helps gospel workers further God's kingdom.
我们也知道能够帮助很多这个福音的工作者，他们能够把神的国度更加的扩展。
But let's not forget, it also radically changes the lives of poor families.
但是千万不要忘记，那才真真正正得到改变的是那些贫穷的家庭，他们因为我们的慷慨能够得到改变。
And through God, who blesses so richly, Christian generosity ripples outwards in unimaginable ways.
因为基督徒的慷慨，我们所做的善工，事实上一路一直的都扩展出去，用一个在我们想象不到的方法，神好好的在利用的时候，他一直的扩展出去。
God multiplies the impact for the giver and for the receiver.
神用他奇妙的手，让我们所付出的和所接受的人都得到大大的好处。
And we actually see a great example of this.In the letter to the Philippians.
而我们在当中，我们看到在彼得彼书里面所告诉我们得到出来的成果是怎么样。
So the Philippians sent their gifts.
彼得彼的教会把他们的奉献，把他们的支持给交出去。
But they got the letter to the Philippians.
而他们所得到的是一封特别写给他们的信。
God's rich and glorious word addressed to them personally.
神丰富和荣耀的说话去到他们当中。
And through their generosity, God has blessed us, hasn't he? God has satisfied our deepest needs too, hasn't he?
因为我们的慷慨，我们愿意的付出，我们甘心乐意的奉献的时候，我们看到神事实上要丰丰富富的把所有东西加给我们。
Because this precious letter has been written by Paul, but it's also been breathed out by God for us.
这封美好的信不单只是给到这个腓立比的教会，现在事实上也来到我们的中间，神自己的说话来到我们里面。
This amazing letter that calls on us to rejoice in the Lord Jesus has been encouraging Christians for 2,000 years.
这封美好的信让我们在当中过去的2000年来，使到我们基督徒们，我们可以在神当中得到大大的喜乐。
Encouraging us.To find our joy and our contentment and our strength in Jesus and His riches.
在当中，让每一个基督徒的我们，我们的喜乐，我们的知足，我们的力量，都可以从我们主耶稣基督的丰富里面所得到。
Thank you, Carsten, for the opportunity to address you today.
感谢吴牧师，让我们有这个机会来到你们中间。
It has been a privilege.
这是我们的荣耀，荣和信。
And let's close with Philippians chapter 4 verse 20. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever.
让我们以腓立比书四章第二十节这句的话语和来做出我们的结出，愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远。阿门。